Chapter 10. Uddhava visits Vrindavan. When Krishna came home from school, his best friend Uddhava came to see him. Krishna said, "My dear friend Uddhava, I am always thinking about the gopis and Radharani in Vrindavan because of their special love for me. It must have been a terrible sight for them when they saw Nanda Maharaj coming back to Vrindavan without me. They love me so much that they are almost dead from being away from me. They are only alive because they are waiting for me to come back to them very soon. It is my duty to protect such wonderful devotees. Please go to Vrindavan and give them a letter from me." Uddhava went to Vrindavan as fast as he could. He got there as the sun was going down and the cows were coming back home from the forest. Everywhere, Vrindavan was filled with white cows and their calves. Cows were running here and there all over Gokul. Uddhava could hear the sound of cows being milked. Every home was filled with religious holy lamps and nice-smelling incense. All over Vrindavan there were colorful flower garlands, flying birds, and the sound of bees humming. The lakes were full of lotus flowers, ducks, and swans. Uddhava went to Nanda Maharaj's house. Everyone was so happy to see Krishna's wonderful friend, Uddhava. Nanda Maharaj offered him a nice place to sit and started asking, "Oh, my dear Uddhava, how is my friend Vasudev and his good wife Devaki? Please tell us if Krishna and Balaram remember their father, mother, and friends from Vrindavan. Does Krishna like to remember his cows, his gopis, his Govardhan Hill, and all the places he played in Vrindavan? Or has he forgotten all these by now? Is he coming back here so that we can see his beautiful face again with those lotus-like eyes? Oh, we remember how he saved us from the forest fire and how he saved us from the great snake Kaliya in the Jamuna River. We are always thinking of how he saved us from so many terrible and dangerous situations. Oh, how sweetly Krishna used to smile. When we go to the Jamuna River, the lakes of Vrindavan, or near Govardhan Hill, and the fields where the cows eat grass, we still see Krishna's special footprints there on the ground. We always remember him playing in those places. We know that Krishna and Balaram are more special than any of the other little boys. They are even more special than any of the demigods. And we also know that they have come here to do many special and wonderful things. How else could Krishna have killed King Kamsa, who is as strong as 10,000 elephants? How wonderful it is that Krishna killed all the terrible demons like Pralambasura, Dainakasura, Aristasura, Trinavarta, and Bakasura. Even the demigods were afraid of those demons, but Krishna killed them very easily. He even killed the giant elephant Kuvalyapita and all those strong wrestlers. Mother Yashoda just kept crying when she thought of her wonderful son. She missed him so much. Uddhava said, "My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna told me that he is coming back to Vrindavan very soon. He is almost finished with everything that he has to do in Mathura. So please, do not cry just because Krishna is not here right now. You already think of him 24 hours a day, and yet he will come and see you very soon. Actually, Krishna is right here in everyone's heart. No one is greater than he is. He came here just to save and protect his devotees. The whole night, Nanda Maharaj and Uddhava sat talking all about Krishna.